all today.
Can take control of the airwaves. Toll free number is 1-800-259-9231. Again, that's 800-259-9231. The purpose of that number is for you to take advantage of it and call in and bring up whatever it is that you want to talk about. It is the Friday edition. We're kicking off hour one. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And as always, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. I wanted to start things out with a story that I referenced last night. But I didn't have all the details in front of me. I was just kind of recounting it from memory. And it was at the beginning of the show about the guy that had a bunch of cash confiscated by the police.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was supposedly drug money. Because apparently if you have cash in America over a certain amount, then it must be drug money.
And that really was the whole of the case against him. He had the cash, and they said it was drug money.
Well, actually, the interesting thing is, there was no case against him. Allow me to explain. According to the newspaper.com, a federal appeals court ruled yesterday that if a motorist is carrying large sums of money, it's automatically subject to confiscation. In the case entitled United States of America versus $124,700 in U.S. currency, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Eighth Circuit took that amount of cash away from Emiliano Gomez Gonzalez, a man with a lack of significant criminal history, neither accused nor convicted of a crime.
Hmm.
So, Mark, you're wrong. The case wasn't against Mr. Gonzalez. The case was against $124,700 in U.S. currency. That was the case. Are they going to put the currency on the stand and ask it questions?
I don't see how they could do that.
They can do whatever they want to do, Mark, in case you haven't figured that out yet.
It's crazy.
Isn't this amazing?
How can you put money on trial?
It's part of asset forfeiture laws or something like that. I think that's how it's written in there. So if you forfeit an asset, which means they take something from you, then they can apparently just charge the asset with a crime. They charge the asset with, they bring the asset into court. Lay some charges against it and take it.
That doesn't make any sense.
No, law is senseless. There's no sense to the law.
You could have sense to law. If somebody's harmed and there's a law, you know, there should be a law against harming people and then, you know, somebody to enforce that law.
Well, common law excluded. The laws that we have on the books, most of them, totally senseless and insane.
Well, it would make sense that if they charged the man with a crime, like, for instance, robbery. You know, he robbed somebody for $124,000. Is that
sure.
right? Then
it would be, yeah, absolutely.
Then you can confiscate the money and then give it back to the other people or, you know, restitution,
right.
those
In
kind
this
of...
case, this was his money. Here are the details.
Money.
On May 28th, 2003, a Nebraska state trooper signaled Gonzalez to pull over his rented Ford Taurus on Interstate 80. The trooper intended to issue a speeding ticket, but noticed that Gonzalez's name was not on the rental contract. The trooper then proceeded to question Gonzalez, who did not speak English very well, and searched the car. Trooper found a cooler containing $124,700 in cash, which he confiscated. A trained drug-sniffing dog barked at the rental car and the cash. For the police...
Well, it you know, you have enough cash, and it's somewhere along the line. The cash has been somewhere near some, drugs.
They actually say that. Apparently, that virtually all the cash has apparently come in contact with drugs. There's a significant amount of it that has. Anyway, so all they found was the cash. There wasn't pounds of marijuana or cocaine or anything like that in the car. For the police, though, this was all the evidence needed to establish that a drug crime that allows the force to keep the seized money. According, associates of Gonzalez testified in court that they had pooled their life savings to purchase a refrigerated truck in order to start a produce business. This wasn't even his money. It was a few guys.
Yeah.
Pooled their life savings together to start a produce business. Gonzalez then flew on a one-way ticket to Chicago to buy a truck. But it had been sold by the time he had arrived. Without a credit card of his own, he had a third party rent one for him. Gonzalez hid the money in a cooler in order to keep it from being noticed and stolen. He was scared when the troopers began questioning him about it, and there was no evidence whatsoever disputing Gonzalez's story. So it wasn't as though he was just making up a story about renting the car and the produce truck and everything. They
right.
couldn't disprove his story.
Not at all.
So the cops have nothing. They have nothing to go on. but that doesn't matter. Yesterday, the Eighth Circuit summarily dismissed Gonzalez's story. It overturned a lower court ruling that had found no evidence of drug activity, stating, quote, "We respectfully disagree and reach a different conclusion. Possession of a large sum of cash is strong evidence of a connection to drug activity."
You know, drugs are a strong connection to drug activity. Cash
he
is not.
He could have been going to buy drugs.
Well, he could have been going to buy a refrigerator truck.
This is a conspiracy to buy a lot of marijuana.
That's the most ridiculous thing I have ever heard. I mean, this is just nuts that they would ruin these three guys' lives like this so that the cops can keep this $124,000.
Yeah.
I mean,
isn't it amazing?
It's just robbery.
And this isn't unusual either. This is asset forfeiture. This goes on all the time. Sometimes it's cash, sometimes it's cars,
sometimes it's houses, boats,
sometimes it's planes, sometimes it's houses. If they like something you have, really all they have to do is throw a charge at you, throw a charge at you, take your stuff, withdraw the charge, and that's it. If you want it back, you've got to hire a lawyer, you've got to spend the money, you've got to spend the time to take these guys to court, and then it's just a crapshoot at best as to whether or not you're going to get your stuff back.
I mean, this is the appeals court. It's gone a long way.
Yep. U.S. versus $124,700. That's the case. I kid you not. That's the case.
Ridiculous.
Judge Donald Lay found the majority's reasoning faulty and issued a strong dissent, for whatever it's worth. Quote, "Notwithstanding the fact that claimants' seemingly suspicious activities were reasoned away with plausible and thus presumptively trustworthy explanations, which the government failed to contradict or rebut, I note that no drugs, drug paraphernalia, or drug records were recovered in connection with the seized money. There is no evidence claimants were ever convicted of any drug-related crime." So these guys didn't even have a bust for pot possession in their past.
They had no drug history.
Totally clean as far as drugs are concerned. Nor is there any indication the manner in which the currency was bundled was indicative of drug use or distribution. Finally, the mere fact that the canine alerted officers to the presence of drug residue in a rental car, no doubt driven by dozens, perhaps scores, of patrons during the course of a given year, coupled with the fact that the alert came from the same location where the currency was discovered, does little to connect the money to a controlled substance offense. So in this appeals court, there was at least one judge who had his head on straight. Unfortunately, the majority thought otherwise. And now the state police of Nebraska are $124,700 richer.
Did the state police get to these judges and say, hey, we got to have this money?
Who knows what they
spent
did.
Or whatever.
Who knows what kind of stuff goes on behind the scenes?
I just can't believe that they overturned the lower court's ruling that he gets to keep his $124,000. Mm-hmm. I can't believe that after the lower court got its money, made the ruling that they didn't get their money back, that somehow the cops got to keep the money until the appeal went through, at which point then they should have to give the money back. Then the Gonzalez gentleman and his friends should have to then give the $124,000 back to the government if they were to lose on appeal, which, of course, wouldn't happen. But they had won their case. They should have gotten their money back. And then the appeals court overturns it and says, sorry. You don't get to keep the money.
Yeah, remember,
that's what you get for having it in a cooler and driving around with it and stuff.
Yeah.
You shouldn't drive around with your money.
This is their life savings.
Yes, it is. I mean, they were investing this in a business to, a produce business.
You've just stolen their life savings.
Yeah.
And you're heartless, and you don't care, and you're scum.
Yeah, they're very bad people.
And they want me to like the cops? You want me to like these people?
Sounds like the judges to me in this particular
case. The cops took the money, man.
True.
There was no drugs in the car.
Well,
and there was no evidence of drugs. They took the dude's money because they know they can. These cops know they can get away with this crap time and time again because they do get away with it time and time again. This is just one example of asset forfeiture that goes on in every state in this union, and it's despicable and disgusting. And if you can defend it, 1-800-259-9231. There's no excuse for this.
There are despicable radio talk show hosts, too. And
they are taking people's money at gunpoint, sir.
They would if they could.
800-259-9231. 231. They can't, but the cops can. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves.
Perspective that goes so deep, you'll need a life jacket.
Everyone wonders why Americans don't care more about their freedoms. Could it be because we aren't teaching them? Folks, we are an ideologically based society, just like the old Soviet Union was. Their children had to learn about Marxism every day in the classroom. How often do our kids get taught about American liberty in school?
Common Sense with Dan Carlin. If the show's too smart for you, it's not our fault. Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In December 2005, CNN had a special documentary about the inevitability of nuclear terrorism on American soil. When the mainstream media is reporting on such a perilous topic with such candor, it should be taken very seriously. Currently for sale by owner, the ultimate secure home is strategically located in the awesome mountains of southwest Colorado. This patented steel-reinforced concrete earth home was built to withstand any natural or man-made disaster you can name, whether that be a forest fire, an earthquake, or even a full-scale nuclear attack. The house is completely off-grid with solar electricity and an independent water supply. It even has a hidden fallout shelter with NBC air filtration. Its many self-sufficient and high-security features will amaze you. With nuclear World War III looming ever closer on the horizon, this custom survival home is turnkey, ready for a new owner. For more information, visit www.ultimatesecurehome.com. That's www.ultimatesecurehome.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. Now available is the 2006 BioSolutions Plus. The BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Show. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Again, that's 1-800-259-9231. And it's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
And Johnson just arriving a little bit on the late side. What happened?
Well, actually, we can blame the government on this one.
Oh,
I know,
sure.
On
this show? Really?
Oh, well. actually, you know, I had called you to tell you that it's possible because I started a new job, so... I'm working right now. I'm actually in training, so I have to drive like an hour and a half to get to this training course.
Right.
That's halfway across the state here. And basically what happened is on my way back, there's this huge traffic jam. Don't know why. What's the reason? Oh, the toll booth.
You mean a truck jackknifed into the toll booth?
No, no. The collectors at the toll booth were just taking their sweet time. And they shut down one lane of traffic to one of the tolls.
It's
break
time.
A couple others break tolls.
Time.
Yeah, yeah. They just, they didn't feel like taking money quickly from people. I mean, even then, you know how I like to, as I go through the toll, and I'm sure the toll booth workers don't like this, but I don't really care what they think. I like to not come to a complete stop when I go through the toll. I kind of hold the money out as far as I can, and just kind of like slowly roll. I slow down, but I want them
make
to
make them work for it.
I just want to make them snatch the money out of my hand and then keep going. You know,
I see, but they have to open the gate, too, right? Isn't there a gate?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think they open the gate. I think that... Oh, yeah, they must.
No, they do. They have to. I like the change. You know, this in Florida, we've kind of got these toll booths that are just, you know, they're all manned with people, so they're paying a salary, which is awful in and of itself.
Yeah, like you can't put a machine out there that takes...
There are machines up north, and...
Used to be on that same toll road that you're talking about.
Really?
But that's
used
when it was,
to be?
That's when it was 50 cents. Yeah. Now it's a buck.
Yeah, I greatly prefer when you just take the, you know, those two quarters or whatever.
Oh, I'm telling you,
took the machines out.
The Skyway Bridge had, when I was in high school, they still had that.
Wow.
You hit the two quarters in there.
So they can waste all that money to give people jobs.
Sure.
Yeah, create jobs. Oh, gosh. All right, well, Johnson's in the house, and, of course, you can call in about anything. 800-259-9231.
Apparently a big dork.
Join us on the website at freetalklive.com. We've got live streams on our site. There's a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version. You get them both totally free, freetalklive.com. Also, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. This one came in from one of our listeners, Stillwater, Minnesota, AP. Since we're talking about the cops, and Johnson, you just missed a story, you'll have to listen on the archives, about a guy that had $120,000 stolen from him by the police because, well, he had $120,000.
And the police.
Whoa, wait, what?
He was driving. He had the money in a cooler in his car. It was him and three or four other guys that had pooled all their money together, their life savings, pooled it all together so they could go and buy a produce truck so they could start their own business. Well, the cops pulled him over, took the money, and
said it was drug money.
It's gone.
Just I mean, said it was drug money.
Yeah, don't forget a dog barked.
Dog barked. But there was no evidence of drug use. He had no drug criminal history or anything like that. Just gone. Poof.
That's it.
Asset forfeiture. Got cash, you're a drug dealer.
And the Court of Appeals overturned the a lower court's ruling that said that he'd get his money back. They didn't give his money back. They appealed it. And the appeals court said, we respectfully dissent with the lower court, and we're saying that the state can keep the $124,000.
Amazing.
So they... You know how uncommon it is for them to change a lower court ruling. I mean, they prefer not to do that. But in the case of giving $124,000 to the police department,
important,
we'll make an exception.
Yeah. My real question is, I wonder if, what is it, four guys you said?
Yep, three.
I wonder
if those three.
Three?
I think there were three or four. Whatever.
Okay.
I wonder if three guys could do $120,000 worth of damage before getting arrested. That's what I wonder.
You mean to the cops?
Yeah.
Oh, I see what you mean. Well, Stillwater, Minnesota, AP reporting a Maplewood police officer was charged with several felonies for allegedly falsely imprisoning a man and threatening to beat him, only to let him go when the man actually called 911 on his cell phone from the back of a squad car. So there's one example of 911 actually working for somebody.
It works.
When you've been abducted by a cop, call 911. Washington County Attorney Doug Johnson said Friday that his office had charged Officer Jason Patrick Marino with kidnapping, terroristic threats, misconduct, and several other counts stemming from the incident earlier this year. At about 1:30 a.m. that morning, Marino allegedly handcuffed and detained a 21-year-old man in his squad car without arresting him. After the younger man had approached Marino and another officer at a Super America store to ask for a ride to Interstate 94. Once in the car, Marino threatened several times to beat up the 21-year-old, according to the criminal complaint. Marino then drove out of Maplewood and into neighboring Washington County, but left the man by the side of the road after realizing that he was talking to someone on his cell phone, according to authorities. A Washington County deputy then picked the man up a short time later and reported that he was crying and out of breath with fear. quote, the behavior of Marino is something that you see on fictional television shows, but in 33 years of prosecuting, I've never seen this type of police behavior actually happen, according to the prosecutor. Marino did not have a listed telephone number. A phone call to the office seeking the name of his attorney was not returned. According to the complaint, he told Washington County investigators that the 21-year-old asked to be taken to jail. Marino initially intended to oblige, he said, but changed his mind and left the man on the side of the road. He's now on has been on paid administrative leave since the day of the incident, and he had not been brought into whatever my internet connection just disappeared. So there you go. He had not been brought into custody and had not yet appeared in court on the charges. So there you go. Took a guy, dropped him off on the side of the road after not arresting him, and then apparently abused him.
It's all very...
Where did he pick him up from?
Not abused him, but verbally abused him, right? I mean, it's all very strange. Why would the guy ask for a ride from the cops?
Yeah, and where did he pick him up from?
At a Super America store.
Convenience store.
I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe it's not unusual. Maybe people ask the police for a ride. I don't really know about that.
Yeah, but an unusual leaving story. Somebody on the side of the road?
Right, because he was on the cell phone with 911, apparently, in the back of the squad car. That's why he dropped him off on the side of the road.
What?
I don't know. Maybe he didn't want him to catch his name or something like that.
Weird.
It's a very strange story. Well, also, from Great Britain, two police officers have been arrested as a part of an investigation into the alleged theft of hundreds of pounds of stock from a police station.
This is like rapid fire, bad cop.
Truck stop. This all coming from listeners. The officers based at Halsham Police Station, East Sussex, were suspended after their arrest. Another 10 officers and 4 civilian staff at the police station have been withdrawn from operational duties. Sussex police said replacement staff were being sought. An inquiry is underway into the operation of a staff refreshment facility. The officers have been arrested, bailed, and suspended while the investigation is conducted. The inquiry into the alleged theft of sweets, crisps, and soft drinks is being conducted by the force's professional standards department.
Crisps. So this is a story out of England.
Yes. Out of Great Britain.
Sussex. Yeah, that was obvious.
Because so, apparently in some police stations they have a little, I don't know, vending
bar.
Area, snack bar.
I don't know, I thought there was an East Sussex, Virginia.
There may very well be. These, it sounded very English to
this
me.
This is East Sussex, Great Britain, BBC reporting. But
crisps or potato chips.
They didn't just grab a bag or two of potato chips.
They robbed the whole darn thing.
Hundreds of pounds of stock.
Hundreds of pounds of crisps.
These are some hungry
not
cops.
Not pounds as in weight, but pounds as in dollars.
800-259-9231. Joe in Boston on the line. You bring up whatever's on your mind. Also, we've got a top 10 list coming up that's fairly interesting. This is your show, and you can bring up anything. It is Free Talk Live.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following 2 free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. Friday edition of the program. You can bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark. And, of course, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site totally free, including our listener map. Go to map.freetalklive.com, and you can add yourself to it. There's over 1,500 of our listeners worldwide that are on the map, and you can be one of them. Go to map.freetalklive.com. Well, let's change gears here. We spent the first 2 segments doing bad cop stories. Now let's do something that can actually help you. Johnson, you got a top 10 list. What is it?
Absolutely. I've got an article here by Liz Pulliam Weston, and she has to say, few people really enjoy wasting their hard-earned money, but many of us do it every day by buying new. We could do our pocketbooks and the environment a big favor by opting to be the second owner of some of the stuff we buy. Obviously, some of the things are best purchased new. Lingerie pops to mind. but lots of other stuff. But lots of other stuff depreciates quickly while still having plenty of usable life left.
I think just about everything depreciates quickly.
Yeah, pretty
Actually,
much.
You know what? We're going to jump into this. I almost forgot about Joe there in Boston. Oh. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mark. Hello,
hey,
Joe.
Hey, guys. How you doing? I wish all of you guys were there. Ian Johnson, Mark, and Manwich. But, oh, well. So if I'm going to comment.
We are here.
We are all here.
Manwich is gone. Now there's Mark.
You all? Oh, but Manwich will be back Monday, right?
No, I
have dropped the nomenclature of Manwich.
Oh, because you sound... Who did I talk to last week? Did I talk to you
guys?
You talked
to Ian and Mark last week. So now you're on with Ian, Mark, and Johnson.
Great,
so what's
great.
On your mind, Joe?
Okay, the cops. Where did this thing happen where the 120 grand was taken?
Nebraska, on the side of the road.
What paper was it in? Do you have the...
Thenewspaper.com. We post all the links on the BBS. It's for real, Joe. I mean, I know the whole article.
I know. I hope you guys... is there anything we as individuals can do, like me as a blind person? How do we protect our money? I know people that don't like banks.
Don't drive with it?
Mm. Yeah. Certainly, don't go out with large
don't carry on cash. Yeah.
Well, of course, you are blind, so I don't think you'd be driving anytime soon.
No, but I mean, people carry cash because they need it. I mean, so you carry $10,000. I mean, you have to have it hidden, but it is risky. How do you get the money from one place to another?
So you have to take a risk.
Check? Or, money order?
Yeah, but no, Johnson, you make it sound easy. If you got $100,000, you can't just walk into Western Union and hand that over. That's going to flip that's going to flip flags off as well.
Would traveler's checks do it? I mean, I don't know.
If you go into any financial institution in the United States and walk in with $10,000, they will fill out a cash transaction report on you, and that report's going to go to the government. Now, that... The cash transaction report doesn't mean that they're going to confiscate the money. It just means that the government's aware that you're making a cash transaction of a certain size.
If it's below $10,000, will they still do it?
It depends. There are different CTR triggering levels. There are also, not only is there a CTR, there's also a suspicious activity report, to where if you come in and just look suspicious and have $2,000 in cash.
Yeah, whatever.
Then they'll fill out.
That is so stupid, you know.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It should only be for the bad people. But what is your advice? How do people transport money from one place to another? If
you just
moving?
Have to cross your fingers, man, and be careful. I mean, really, if the cops pull you over and find the cash, you're screwed.
Those cops should lose their jobs. And
they're not going to. In fact, they'll probably be given a medal for bringing an extra $124,000 into the police department.
I feel so sad.
Everybody got a promotion.
I feel so sad for those guys. I hope they'll call in sometime and listen. And that guy that was beaten, pushed out of the cop car, that cop should is on the road crying. Yeah, no, but all these investigations, now we have another internal investigations board up here. The mayor's going to start a review board, because if the internal investigation...
It really is sad, and really...
We have to do something. I mean, what can
we do, though?
I don't know. I think you guys.
Well, the only thing that I think that we can do is go to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project and change the face of the government, change the way that the police department is funded, change them from a coercively funded apparatus into a voluntarily funded apparatus.
Are they voluntarily up there in New Hampshire?
No, not yet. No police department is voluntarily funded, at least... In this country.
Maybe if people speak out against this, maybe that'll help.
That's what we have to do. We have to stand up against them and speak out against them.
I think the first step in this, I don't know about voluntarily funded police departments, I think the first step is to stop the war on drugs. And then
that's a good step.
That's really what this is about. This is about, well, if you have large amounts of cash, you could be making a drug deal.
That's crazy.
Then if the drug war goes away, then they'll just accuse you of money laundering.
Yeah.
What are you laundering money for? What's illegal?
They'll find something to accuse.
Money laundering is all about vice.
Yeah, not much is true.
So this is happening because of the war on drugs.
No, they'll call it terrorism. Well, you're going to launder it because you're a terrorist. Then it's going to be a terrorist charge. Joe, thanks for the call.
There's going to be a lot of terrorists out there then.
800-259-9231.
I'm just wondering how much $120,000 would weigh if it were in gold.
Probably not much.
Well, yeah, that's the only problem.
What's gold? 700 an ounce, something like that?
700 an ounce.
Figure that
right.
out.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I was going to try actually to calculate it, but that's 12 ounces, you're talking.
100 ounces or so?
Yeah,
right?
Probably. Which
a
is,
little over that.
So you're talking a couple pounds. That's, you know, unfortunately enough to pick up. I was wondering if it would be too heavy to pick up and carry off. In other words, you could load it in a truck,
but it's a few
pounds.
And if
so it's like a bar.
If it was tough, they'd just cuff you and call in some extra cops, and they'd work together to take the money.
Yeah, probably.
So let's move back to the top 10 things that you should not buy new.
First thing, books. The reality is that most books don't get read more than once, if that. And they're astonishingly easy to find at steep discounts, if not absolutely free. Your local library, for example, may allow you to reserve titles online and then deliver them to the nearest branch for pickup.
Yeah, but that's taking advantage of coercion.
Yeah, that's true, too. So, and I don't agree with that, and I don't agree with
But there are lots of used bookstores out there, and most of them can find what it is that you want.
And then there's eBay and Amazon. I mean, you can buy, there's all kinds of used books on Amazon.
Yep. Well, used bookstores abound both in your town and online. If you're looking for a potboiler to get you through your next cross-country flight, just stop by almost any yard sale and pick up four for a dollar.
If not more.
Right. The exception is reference books that you'll use again and again. For example, she says she bought a deeply discounted copy of Home Comforts by Cheryl Mendelson. That was after checking the book out of the library and running up a small fortune in fines because she couldn't bear to part with it. So that she puts a little caveat on all these things to, you know, just make sure she's absolutely clear about where you can save the money. Well, the next item would be DVDs and CDs. Some online retailers like Amazon.com, which you can access by going to Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Yes, you can.
And you can shop Amazon through Free Talk Live and help out the show. Now surface used versions of many DVD movies that they sell new.
Surface. It actually does say that. That's an unusual phrase.
Yeah, I haven't heard that either.
Oh, really? It's just that's Surface. I mean, it's just
they're offering it.
Right,
now.
Exactly.
It's Surface.
Yep.
Okay.
I guess that means it's also probably that they're pushing it. You know, it's like something pushing to the surface. Many of the DVD movies that they sell new, you can find similar deals for online CDs.
Now, DVDs and CDs, when they first come out, if you find a used one, it's not going to be much cheaper. If you look and it shows you the new price and shows you the used price, you might get maybe 50 cents savings by buying a used version because everybody, it's hot, you know, it's brand new. People are out there buying them up a lot brand new. And, of course, if you are somebody who has to have it first, then there's no way you're going to be able to wait the 6 months that you'd need to wait in order to get that DVD at a decent discounted used price. So if you can be patient and you can wait, then you'll absolutely get a heck of a deal. But if you've got to be the first kid on the block, then there's no point in buying used at that point.
I may not even need to read her caveats. She says other good hunting grounds for purchase of used items, movie rental chains like Blockbuster, used record stores, and yard sales. And then she goes into talking about exactly what you just said, which is about if you simply must have the latest release, you're probably not going to save so much.
Though I gotta
say, it
can
take a few days or weeks for used versions to show up.
Myself being I'm a bit of a fan of movies. I don't have enough time to watch them as much as I'd like, but I would like to recommend a rental service over purchasing brand new. We'll talk more
about
it.
Right, Netflix, I think, is absolutely good. She also says just the other thing is you absolutely have to buy something new. Be careful because sometimes the compensation for it and the hassle you might face for trying to return a defective one or an unsatisfactory purchase is
not worth the time.
Yeah.
More on the way. 800-259-9231. Other stuff you shouldn't buy new, and you can chime in as well.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photos, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
By now, it is no surprise that the U.S. ranks 37th in the world in occurrence of chronic illness, according to the World Health Organization. Due to modern farming and food processing practices, our food supply has become nutrition deficient, deficient in nutrients essential to good health. It is time to take back your health. Everyone has the right to good health. Join the self-reliant families, entrepreneurs, and the company pioneering cutting-edge glyconutrient technology. The wellness revolution is projected to be a $1 trillion industry by 2010. We are looking for people who are serious about bettering their lives and the lives of the people they love. Better health is possible. To learn more, go to therighttogoodhealth.com. You have the right to decide what is attainable in your lifetime. You have the right to build a healthy lifestyle that you can share with your friends and family. You have the right to achieve self-reliance and financial independence. And you have the right to good health. Visit therighttogoodhealth.com.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean the hard to find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth friendly. Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That is 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. As you mentioned a moment ago, Johnson, you can shop with Free Talk Live via Amazon. They are the world's largest internet retailer, and they do sell both used and new stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So you go to amazon.freetalklive.com. And you can shop in there over 30 different categories of products. But if you enter through our website, then we'll get a percentage of the sale. Very simple. And I believe it even applies to most of the used items as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you go to amazon.freetalklive.com to start your shopping experience. Get the stuff you want delivered to your door and help Free Talk Live out at the same time. Oh, do I need to mention their great prices and shipping deals? Yeah, they're great. Amazon.freetalklive.com.
If you like thinking outside the box politically, there's a podcast you should know about. Common Sense with Dan Carlin is popular with a lot of FTL listeners because it's a smart current events program that tries to be politically independent. They also like to focus on solutions rather than problems. Give it a try. You can download the MP3 file or podcast from iTunes or go to dancarlin.com. That's dancarlin.com.
So we're talking about the 10 things according to, what's the website? You mentioned the girl's name, but what was the site that came from? Do you know?
MSN Money.
There you go. The 10 things that you shouldn't really be purchasing brand new. And one of the other, the first thing was books. The second thing was CDs and DVDs. And I got to totally agree. Now, as somebody who is a movie, kind of a movie fan, I like movies. I wish I had more time to watch them. When I was younger, I did. And I was a bit of a collector. And I've learned my lesson now, Johnson, about collecting movies. Because I started with Laserdiscs. In case you don't know, that's an old 12-inch... it's a 12-inch disc format. It's kind of like the precursor to DVDs, except it's circa 1980. So I started my Laserdisc collection when I was 16. I got my first Laserdisc player in 1996. It was actually on the
96?
End. Yeah,
like you were the very, very end of Laserdiscs were done in 90.
They weren't done yet.
They died
off in about 98, 99. Anyway, so
that's when you couldn't get them anymore. But hey, they were done long before that.
No, they weren't. They were coming out brand new. Anyway, because people who were videophiles, until DVD came out, Laserdisc was it. I mean, Laserdisc was the best video format. And they're very expensive. Brand new, a Laserdisc, you know, you got a VHS tape, those were $20, $15 brand new. Laserdisc were $30, $40 brand new. And so I was just sort of spending a lot of my disposable income, and as a teenager, I had a lot of disposable income, spent a lot of it on these Laserdiscs and these box sets and everything. And so once DVD came out in 1997... and got really a lot better 2 years later, then I had essentially what was about $2,000 worth of Laserdiscs that I'd spent a lot of money. I mean, I spent, bought most of them brand new.
Mm-hmm.
I had all these Laserdiscs, this huge collection, and now DVD's replacing it. I'm thinking, oh my gosh.
Sucker.
Rude. So I sold off all my Laserdiscs in a big auction on eBay, got pennies on the dollar for
them. Too bad you didn't have like something where you could actually just and put them in your computer and you had all the digital information.
Yeah, you can't do that with
Laserdiscs.
But then that would be piracy. Anyway, so I sold off all of the laser discs and started buying some CD or some DVDs to sort of replace them. And kind of halfway through my DVD ownership phase, I realized I'm doing something that's totally insane. I mean, I don't, as the article pointed out, you don't watch them very often. I mean, most DVDs that you buy, you get them home, tear off the cellophane, watch it once, and stick it on a shelf.
And possess it for a long time after that.
Then I like possessing. I mean, I like possessing my DVDs.
Right, but this is the problem. You possess the DVDs, and then HD DVD comes out. And then you've got to replace all of your DVDs with HD DVD.
Here's my thought on that. And you know what? Piracy. All the way.
What?
Absolutely. Now, I'm going to recommend it because there's been talk about making a personal backup of these things. You bought a license to the movie. That's what they always talk about, the RIAA and the MPAA. You know what? I own a license to this movie. If you put it out in new content, guess what? I own a license to this movie. I'm going to convert this movie to the new format.
Wait, are you saying...
You have a problem with that. Yes, HDDV, yes, it'll come out, it'll look better.
Right.
But I'm saying if there's a new technology that comes out and I need to convert my movie so that it's compatible to be watched on that new technology, because make it backwards compatible...
When you say convert, I want to understand what you're saying. You're saying, let's say you buy V for Vendetta on DVD.
Right.
Okay? You got the DVD, you own that DVD, you say you own the rights, the license to the movie.
Obviously, you can't convert V for Vendetta into HD.
Right, you can't upconvert into HD, but what you're saying is that you should be able to get a copy of the HD DVD version, rip that, and then just sort of upgrade yourself without paying
No, I'm not saying get a copy of the HD DVD version, but I'm saying, for example, if an HD player wasn't capable of playing a regular DVD,
I see,
then you should be able to put your movie onto an HD DVD disc, and so that you can watch it in your player. Like with Laserdisc, you can't put a Laserdisc in a DVD player.
No.
It won't fit.
No, you can't.
But you should have been able to, and you should be able to, take the digital information that's on that Laserdisc, burn it to a DVD, and have your copy of your DVD.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
You know? You bought that license. That's what you own, you know?
Well, anyway, what I was going to recommend is, for those of you that are like me and you figured out that collecting is kind of a waste of money, get a Netflix account.
I also have a recommendation for you also as well on that with your DVDs.
Hold that thought. Get a Netflix account because then you can watch as many movies as you can possibly go through. You can get a 3, 5, 7 per at a time. You get that many DVDs at a time. You can send them back and get new ones. And that way you can watch those movies on the format that you want to watch. And then send it back. And if you want to get it again and watch it again, just get it again and watch it again. That way you're only spending $20 a month on your DVD habit, and you don't have to amass this huge collection of discs that you're going to end up having to sell off.
But then you also never own any discs.
That you're going to end up having to sell.
It doesn't matter about owning them.
But it doesn't matter.
How many people pay...
No, not to me.
How many people spend $240 a year in DVDs?
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Is that common?
Probably.
Movie watchers?
I know a lot of people.
I'm just asking.
I know people with huge DVD collections.
I only buy
new DVDs all the time.
Here's how I do my movies. I only buy my favorite of favorite movies that I know I'll rewatch. I don't buy all my movies. That's ridiculous. I also have a Netflix account, which you should call them.
But how often do you rewatch them?
Mark, you should call them because we've just given them a couple of months.
How often do you rewatch them? The ones you rewatch, how often do you do it?
Every couple months.
Every couple months. Okay, well, that's on you. I don't do it that often. For me, it's like once every couple years that I might rewatch a DVD. So I guess depending on how often you rewatch your favorites, then maybe you should.
The other reason why I like having those movies is because I like having them in case I have a friend who comes over, I meet someone new who has never seen that movie, and I want to expose them
to
it.
Okay, fair enough.
That's where the value comes in. It's my favorite movie, and sometimes I would like to expose someone to that movie and have them watch it with them.
I agree with
that.
If you can keep yourself steady on your collection and not go crazy and buy a bunch of movies that you just want to keep, you just like that movie and you want to have it. That's the problem with collecting. You just want to have it. And so I agree with you that if
I want to mention a site for the collectors and for people who are crazy with DVDs like you and like others. And
crazy. I'm no longer crazy.
Oh well. And I want to say Mark, you should probably call Netflix. I mean, we've talked to them, so that's one thing. But this other site that I'm going to mention, I think you should call as well because I'm going to mention a plug. But I think we should talk to them. Barterbee.com.
Barterbead?
Barterbee. B-E-E, as in like a bee,
like a
bumblebee.
Uh-huh.
It is a website where you can go. Where if you have it works on a point system. It's a barter website where you can go and take your old CDs and your old DVDs. And trade them. and you get points based on, I guess, how old the movie is or how popular the movie is.
Do you trade them into the company and then they trade them out to others, or do you trade them with users?
You trade them with users for points. Or actually, no, I'm sorry. Maybe you do trade them with the company. I'm not sure exactly how it works. You'd have to pull up this website. I know it's very clear. It's right on their front page. But basically, what it is you trade in your movies and whatnot for points. I believe maybe you just list it in the collection, you have the points, and then you trade with a user once you actually, you know, want to go in and actually trade a movie. And at that point, you can get new stuff. And they do definitely have new releases. So they have games, music, and movies.
So it's kind of like well, there's barter systems for businesses, Mark, that, you know, if you offer a product or a service, you offer that up for barter, and then people can take that and pay for it with barter points. So it's kind of like linking
up. I've used these systems, and they're very useful, especially for, they're good for restaurants, they're good for dry cleaning. You know, people that do services where there's not a lot of
overhead.
You know, you don't have inventory, I guess. I mean, if you're exchanging inventory, then it's not as good of a deal, although people seem to find it as a good deal still to do it that way, because there's plenty of those businesses on there at the same time. But yeah, businesses trade at retail with each other.
It's like kind of a consumer version of a barter system.
Right.
Kind of interesting. 800-259-9231. What are some things?
Alternative currencies is what those are.
We've still got eight more to go here. What are some other things, Johnson, the next one, that you shouldn't buy new, according to this MSNBC?
Okay, well, little kids' toys is the next item.
Oh, yes.
Parents know it's all but impossible to predict which toy will be a hit and which will lie forlorn at the bottom of the toy box.
I think that all kids should just get sticks and rocks to play with.
Cardboard boxes.
Yeah. Huge. Plastic bags.
That's terrible. No plastic bags, you awful, awful person. Let's talk more about kids' toys.
That was funny, though.
Let's talk more about kids' toys. And if you're a parent that has spent way too much on a kid's toy and regretted it, I want to hear from you at 800-259-9231. This is your show. Hour 2 on the way. It is Free Talk Live.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizeDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.